Hello, everyone. It's hot, isn't it? Right, that's the small talk done. Next week is the final episode, and Stephen Merchant's here. Coming soon on My Mate Bought a Toaster, Stephen Merchant, the comedy great. Imagine the things we're going to find out when we open his Amazon purchase history. Decorative freestanding toilet roll. Actually, I would say refund issued. Was it used when you sent it back?
Almost certainly not, as far as you're concerned and anyone listening.
When you go through someone's Amazon account, you find out their real truths. We are all, as British people, comedically imprinted on some level by Noel Edmonds. And that's clear on the 8th of December 2011 when you bought the Mr. Blobby costume dash men's.
Yes.
You can see them growing as an artist. April and June 06, you bought like three seasons of The West Wing.
I remember, because that's around the time we were doing extras, our TV show extras. And I remember distinctly watching an episode of The West Wing and coming in the next morning and saying to Ricky, we should do a walk and talk in this scene.
And growing as a person.
I discovered I was allergic to my flat.
No. Were you living inside a cat? We're finding out literal home truths on this show. And heartwarming stories too. You bought a toy plane.
I bought a toy plane, but do you know what that was? That was a little gift to give to my parents. Because at the time, I was doing quite a lot of work in the US. Uh-huh. And I wanted to fly them out. And I'm pretty sure I flew them business. Because I remember, and I sort of gave this to them as a little gift to say, look, you know, when you're ready, come out, I'll pay for it, come out to the States. They landed, they arrived at the flat I was in, or the house I was in, and my mother said, oh, it was good. It was good. Business class was good. We got to leave the plane before the ordinary people.
Oh, how quickly.
And I just thought, how quick people change.
Oh. It's all there, you know, in your Amazon purchase history. We also ask a few questions too. Pretty big stuff. Pretty big issues get dealt with on My Mate Bought a Toaster. When you're sitting on the sofa watching one of your movies, right?
Yeah.
What's your optimum number of cushions?
Well, I like to lie flat. Two cushions behind the head.
Two, okay. Revelations, regrets, and cushion recommendations as well. All there on My Mate Bought a Toaster. Stephen Merchant going through his Amazon purchase history for the first ever time, and possibly last time, on the 5th of July. That episode will drop. See you then. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster next week. The final episode, Stephen Merchant. It's all on Patreon now, patreon.com/toasterpod. Okay. Katie Norris. Oh, you're going to love this. Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. Dumbass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah. It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Toaster for my love. Hello, welcome back to My Mate Bought a Toaster. My guest this week is the comedian, Katie Norris. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
There was just a sort of little nod before you said that.
Yeah.
As if to say, yeah, it's me.
It's me. I'm good. I have sweaty palms.
Well, now, look, you've done podcasts before.
Loads
of podcasts.
Yeah.
Some of them good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to talk.
Great.
And it just so happens that I've got a tablet here with your Amazon account.
Okay.
That's just like a side thing.
How quickly do we have to get to the vulnerable stuff?
Like, really quickly. It really hooks people
my
in.
My dad died 3 years ago.
Oh, God, this is good stuff. Well, are you, is that,
I'm not sure
good?
If I'm gay.
Oh, this is just great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Quick, guys, check the metrics. Oh, we're spiking.
Yeah.
Hang on, are those last two facts true? Because this is
I'm exploring my bisexual side.
Okay.
But during a period of celibacy.
Is this going to be apparent via your Amazon purchase history? Because I can just put this tablet away and we'll just dive into it.
There might be connections to be made, but no, probably not.
Okay, well, let's find out. Let's do it, okay? So I'm going to dive back in, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to go into the past and I'm going to find your first ever order.
Imagine if I'd lied about my dad being dead. That's so weird.
That would be an indication of really big problems.
Yeah.
Really big problems.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a kid at school who did that.
Oh.
Yeah, it feels like a memory. It might have been me.
That
might have been what happened.
Let's
okay,
go on. I'm trying to like distract you from actually looking through the...
Yeah, no, don't worry. We'll get there. So we're going back to 2013.
Oh, wow. I was 23.
Oh, wow. Imagine.
I was 23.
Little Katie, not yet fully grown.
Oh, no, I wasn't little.
Go on.
No, I mean, I look like I do now. I've always looked really mature. Like, I've always I'm an early developer.
Okay.
So, like, even when I was, like, 13, I looked 34.
Did everyone use you to buy booze and fags?
Yeah, and I was clubbing at, like, 14.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've always been 5'6", pretty much, since I was 11. Wow. And that's my height now.
What a growth spurt. What happened at 10 years old that made you grow?
Just start my period.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Okay, cut there, guys. Jeez, I don't know how to...
I started my period at primary school.
That's incredibly young.
Yeah, I was 10 and I didn't even know what had happened. I didn't know what it was.
You had the full-on what on earth is going on?
Yeah, I remember being at the top of the stairs and screaming for my mum. I was like, oh, my God, what the...
What the... you can swear on this.
Yeah.
But I wonder if... Did you say fuck it at 10 years old? Would you?
Well, I probably sort of...
The flip?
Yeah, flip. What the flip? What the flip?
Where did you go to school?
I went to school on a... I went to like a... It wasn't a Steiner school, but it was a similar vibe.
Weird.
Yeah, it was on Exmoor in the middle of nowhere. It was called Lydiate St. Lawrence. I remember my teacher, Mrs. Fursland, had those sort of hippie sandals. And we had like a garden with a pond and there was lots of just like leaf collecting.
Great.
And then singing.
Right. So you learned to be gardeners. And
yeah, and sort of weird sort of hippie children.
On Exmoor?
On Exmoor, that's where I grew up, yeah.
Very Heathcliff-y sort of.
It was.
Do you know what I mean?
But the winters were harsh.
Oh, love it.
Lots of weird people at the window.
Very gothic. We've gone from you screaming at your first period at 10 years old and there's like...
Isn't it?
It's quite, you know.
Yeah.
It's
quite visceral.
Yeah. So, God, so you're screaming what the fuck's going on and then within a couple of years of that, you're clubbing. That's the 10 to 14 years
it
in
was,
a nutshell.
I remember it being very quick that I don't even remember sort of being, feeling like... But, you know, you're at 14, you are still a child, but I think I looked like... I look like a young woman.
Wow.
Yeah. And I also remember that, like, at school, my friends that I made, they also looked like they were early developers. So we also sort of subconsciously found each other.
So you hung around in, like, the bra club?
We all would walk around with our bra sizes written on our hands. Because at a young age, you're taught that boobs are desirable because the boys are like, you've got boobs. And so we used to write our bra sizes on our hands. And then on a Saturday morning, we would go to Taunton and we would go to Debenhams and we'd get our bras fitted.
Right.
And then we would come out of the changing room and go, I'm a 34C. And then Sarah McDiarmid would come out and go, I'm a 34D. And then I would, if you're a B, you would cry.
Oh my God. Competitive tits.
Competitive tits.
And have you discovered this is a common thing with girls? Does this happen a lot?
I mean, yeah, it's the.
We didn't do it as boys. It's not like we would go and get, it's a shame, really. Boys, we should have our pants fitted and then we'd have to measure. Do you know what I mean? That might make us on a more even playing field.
But didn't you have that in, like, the showers after rugby and stuff?
No, but well done for spotting that. I inevitably did rugby, not football.
Am I right?
Yeah, of course. Hated it. Absolute coward. Used to hide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of the size.
Because of the size, the lack of hair. No, it never really bothered me in that way. Weirdly, but there is a guy who I've seen a few times naked at the gym who's got an absolute, you know, proper leg of lamb with a hole in the end.
Really,
and it is distracting. That's the first time in my life where I've gone, I do not have one of those.
Yeah, I mean, I've recently got into Reddit and like been reading a lot about
dicks.
Yeah, a lot of the headlines are my boyfriend's too big, or it's painful, or like I'm hurting my girlfriend, I don't know what to do. So you never really hear about that.
Wow, the large dick community. So we've gone from competitive tits to the large dick community.
We haven't even
talked about your first purchase.
Oh, God. Here we go.
God, this is going to be a good episode. God, this is going to be good. Don't scrunch up your face. This is going to be great.
Okay, but first purchase.
First purchase, you bought Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
Gothic.
I bought Dracula.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's on brand.
I was in Dracula. I did a play.
Aha. Uh-huh. Acting.
Yes.
Professionally at this stage, at 23?
Yes. Well, 20. I was 24. I must have just turned 24.
Okay.
Yeah, one of my first jobs was I was in Rep in the Lake District, Theatre by the Lake.
Nice.
I was in Comedy of Errors.
This is very idyllic.
Dracula.
We've had schooling on a moor. We've had our first job in the Lake District. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm much happier in the countryside.
Mm.
Yeah. I think I'd like to live back out there.
Where do you live now then?
Fucking Acton.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. So I live in my brother's flat for cheap rent.
Thanks, bro. Is he there as well?
No, he's a 10-minute walk away.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a great flat, but the location, not really.
Did you have to negotiate some sort of sister discount?
Yes.
When you got the flat? How was that conversation? How did that go?
It was just, well, they're much older than me, my brothers, so, and I'm young and it's not even a conversation.
Yeah.
It's just, you will give me cheap rent.
It's going to happen. And then it happens. Yeah. Right, okay, so... To the similar grand vibes here. My I have two older brothers who are 8 and 10 years older than me.
Okay. I beat that.
What, go on. What are your numbers?
So I'm 30.
Can you write the numbers down? 24 then. Can you?
No, get a grip.
You are on this point in the plot. Can you write down the numbers of your brothers on your hand? just to
like my bra size. So
how much older are your brothers than you?
I'm 34. My eldest brother's 58. And then Tim, I think, is 52, okay. 53. And then I have another brother who's only about 15 months older than me.
Okay, so quite similar there, but big gaps. That makes you ultra, it can make you ultra infantilized because it's like you've got a series of dads. That's how I felt. I had a lot of dads. One of them, the actual one, snuffed it, but then I had two spares ready to go.
That's interesting, yeah, because you're always the younger...
Totally.
Brother.
And so that thing, it's really interesting what you said, the thing about the flat negotiations. It's exactly what I do. If my brother, anything financial, I'll just go, you're going to do it. I don't care.
Well, they know what they're doing. It's like, I was on that spoke at dad's funeral. They didn't.
Really?
Yeah. But that's fine. You know, it's my job, darling.
Was it a good
best
gig?
I got perved on loads at my dad's funeral.
What?
By the men that put my dad in the grave.
Right.
This guy was like,
oh my God, you got winked at your dad's funeral.
Yeah, and I gave him a blazer. No, I didn't. There were no blazers. I was actually I got really drunk. I'm sick in a drain.
It's the only thing.
Grief,
it's the only thing to do. It's the only thing to do at the funeral. Fuck.
Yeah.
So, doing the gig at your dad's funeral.
Yeah.
Was there a look at me now. What did you do? Was this a thing you wrote or did you do?
I always knew I was going to because he was ill for a while. And also I'm very much like my dad, like he was a actor. Mm-hmm. And so I just always knew that there would be, if anyone was going to speak at dad's funeral, it would have to be me.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was already kind of writing it. Like,
why? While he was well. What are you working on, darling? Nothing.
Manifestation. I mean, obviously I didn't really remember doing it, but I remember it feeling like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It was actually such a beautiful funeral. It was on Exmoor, at a natural burial site.
Right.
You know, these woodland burial grounds that are a lot of people haven't heard of. And you kind of, it has to be environmentally friendly. So it's just really, really beautiful. And everyone was kind of wearing white.
Oh.
And it was a really hot sort of beautiful day.
Oh, wow.
So it just kind of felt, and then we had a string quartet. So it's very, again, gothic.
That's beautiful.
But also kind of pagan-y.
Yeah. And then throwing up in a drain at the end.
Yeah, which is classic me, actually.
How many stories end with, then I throw up in a drain?
Yeah, I always do something really wholesome and then I'm like there, like, yeah.
I throw up in a drain. I can't believe you got winked at. I tell you what, mourners really turn me on. That's extraordinary.
Well, one other thing I'll tell you was that when my dad did die, I had to read about this because I was so shocked by my own reaction.
Okay.
But I was so horny.
Yeah.
In the weeks after he passed away, I had a period of numbness. Mm. And then I was masturbating 8 times a day.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, because, and apparently it's it's a way in which you're... trying to self-soothe, your body's trying to feel something again.
Yeah.
And so it goes into this hyper, it might not necessarily manifest itself with sexual desire.
So it could be food or drink.
Yeah, anything excessive that feel, and maybe I was trying to do that, something that felt safe because I wasn't pursuing other people.
Right.
It was purely a self-soothing thing. But I had to Google it and it is a thing because I was this doesn't feel normal.
Wow.
But then I obviously, and then haven't wanked since 3 years. That's why I'm so creative.
Is that... hang on, have you given up wanking?
I am celibate at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. I'm not dating and I'm not having sex, but I am wanking.
Right, okay.
Yeah, as you'll see on the absent purchase history. Oh, God. Which we haven't got round to yet.
Still ain't done one thing. Still ain't done one thing, Katie. Sometimes you gotta spice up your life in the bedroom. How about you go online and buy a sexy costume? Love it at this age doesn't have to be doom and gloom. It's time you felt so fine, you buy a sexy costume. This is great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what's going on in 2014.
Okay.
Okay,
yep.
So it's 2014. We have got a classic 80mm silver bullet vibrator.
Yeah.
£10.90.
Cheap.
That's cheap.
It's definitely not functioning anymore.
But
I only get a couple of uses out of that bad boy.
Well, they're bullets. By definition, they're one-use wonder. Right?
Well, you know, they're great. Because I had my first orgasm when I was 24.
That's quite
this year. That's really old.
Oh, my God. 2014 was your first orgasm?
Yeah.
Is that why you bought the two set egg rings, heart-shaped metal molds for fried eggs?
Probably.
So you'd have fried eggs
but
next
the
morning.
Reason I had... So I start my period at 10, right?
Yeah.
We didn't get... I didn't have sex education. I don't remember a sex education class. And I don't remember girls talking about masturbation. No one talked about it. You know, I knew boys wanked. Yes. But I didn't know girls wanked. And me and my friends never talked about
it. The acceptability of girls wanking is totally, totally different now.
And also, like, if you're not taught how to self-soothe and, like, masturbate, but you have desire and arousal, you go and sort of... That's why I think I became quite... why I had sex with boys, like, as a teenager, because I was kind of... wasn't taught to masturbate, and I wasn't lucky enough to discover it on my own. So some of my friends would be like, did you not just rub yourself on the sofa in front of your mum? And then your mum's like, you have to do this in a private, Alice. It's like, no, I'd never discovered it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Until you're 24.
And so the reason I had my first orgasm was my friend, I think Amy, bought me a vibrator as a joke. Because that's what girls used to do.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a thong. Like, you know, there's image. Yeah. And she bought me a vibrator. And I think I had a boyfriend, a long-term boyfriend. And we just sort of used it once during sex. And then I had an orgasm, my first orgasm. And I'd been faking it, like, my whole life before that. Because I just thought, oh, I guess I just don't have orgasms.
I've heard this so many times. Not with me. But, like, I've heard this as a thread where people, girls, women go... It's just never happened.
There was just no, there was never a conversation. I don't remember having a conversation with my friends about it. Yeah. And so then my sexual journey just took off. I was so liberated.
Are you telling me you just had your first orgasm?
No. Until now.
Seriously?
No. Well, yeah, I never told him. But the sex was amazing. And then since then, I kind of, yeah, it's obviously much better.
Right.
But it's also gone through a really difficult period of the last 4 years. Sex, generally, I've just not enjoyed it, which is why I'm not dating and not having sex at the moment.
That sounds, it's quite a sort of like policy decision to make. So what happens if the one comes along?
The one. Well, that's the whole point. It's like, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but I've realised the last sort of few years that I don't enjoy casual sex.
Right.
I don't enjoy sex without a feeling of emotional safety.
Yeah.
And I think when you're dating in London or on the apps, there's this sort of level of expectation where it's like third or fourth date you sleep together.
Mm.
When actually it's like all my ex-boyfriends that I was with for years and years, we met as friends first, there was a solid foundation.
Yes.
And then it was like we slept together, and because the emotional connection and all of that was so advanced, the physical connection then was like just a really nice... But I don't want to rush the physical connection before all of those things are...
It's so sort of interesting that you sort of had the in a way, the worst of both worlds. Like, as a kid, growing up, you had a repression and a lack of information and knowledge. And then as an adult, you're thrown into a world of excess with apps.
Yeah.
Where you can go and literally, I could click a thing now and go and have sex within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it's the worst of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was too sexual. I made mistakes when I was younger that I regret.
Right.
Like, but I think a lot of people say that, you know, the 20s are all about shagging around. But I definitely did myself some damage. And then, you know, and to repeat those mistakes in your 30s, it just feels a bit like there's a pattern here and I need to break it.
Are you talking about all this in your stand-up? Is this part of the show?
It's a little bit part of the show, yeah. Okay. But, because I do tell the audience that I've given up the sex.
As soon as you do that, you'll start having sex again.
I want it to be the right person. I want to be in a... I do want a relationship with somebody. I just don't want to be like... I don't want to be fucking around. And I really admire some of my friends and people I know that can have casual sex.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, it's great. And I'm like, wow, I respect that, but I can't.
All right, look, let's move on through. 2015, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
I was happy I was having sex.
There you go. That's what it is.
With someone who loved me.
All of the orgasms.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Look at this. 25th of February 2016, one item bought in the whole year. It's a white French maid's apron.
Okay. That's not sexual, actually.
Okay.
That was when I went to Edinburgh with my double act. We played these two Australian waitresses that worked in the service industry called Tish and Tesh.
Lovely. Right.
They were obsessed with the service industry. So we used to come onto the stage and get men to come on to the stage and do like a waiter catwalk.
Right.
And then we used to sort of pick them apart a little bit.
So this is you doing the double acts?
Norris and Parker, yeah.
Norris and Parker. Was that your first year doing it in 2016?
No. We did our first year in 2013.
Okay.
At Ryan's Cellar Bar on the Free Fringe. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd made so much money.
Oh, it's Free Fringe.
No one knew who we were. We just went out and flyered. We didn't know what the Pleasance was.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what any of the big four were. Mm-hmm. We were just in this fishbowl of like, this is art. This is comedy. But
that's what the Fringe should be.
We started doing comedy in Manchester together. We met a drama school.
And
the show sold with word of mouth, and people came to this little weird cafe where the waitress would steam milk next to us. We'd pack out with like 90 people a day.
I always love the noise of a very busy kitchen.
Passive aggressive waitress while we're in our wigs and the French maids
taking a piss out of the exact thing she's doing for her actual job.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, so but at this point then, 2016, living in London, living in Manchester?
I'm living in London. Okay. And I have a long-term boyfriend.
Okay.
And me and Sinead have representation for the first time with comedy representation. So we've moved to London together.
Nice.
And then we go and do Pleasance.
Oh.
And then we do an hour.
Okay.
And then we have the best run ever.
This is acceptance by the comedy industry.
It's acceptance by the comedy industry, but we've already done 2 full hours in Edinburgh. So apparently that's why we didn't get a nom.
Yeah, sure. Nomination for the award.
Whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. And then...
I was on the long list, but I didn't make it to the short list. But they didn't really publish the long list. Oh, God, it makes me feel sick.
But we had an amazing run. And then, that kind of put us in the industry a bit more.
It's very much the... once you get into a show at someone like the Pleasance or the Gilded Balloon, you're a Corgi registered plumber now. You know what I mean? Like, once you've got that, there's almost a qualification element to it. Let's move on through now to 2018, okay? There's all sorts of stuff going on here.
Definitely is getting busier years now.
Yeah, so you've got the March, you've got the dad bag, a waste bag.
Oh.
Basically, it's a bum bag that looks like a beer gut for £5.36.
Yeah. It's a prop for a show.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not a kink or anything.
No.
But I've seen those on online a lot. Now.
Yeah.
I think I was one of the first purchasers of the dad bod bum bag.
I would say the most unattractive part of a male human body is a gut. As a hairy.
I love it.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
A hairy gut with a belly button.
Oh, it's cute.
It looks like a bag. I mean, it is a bag.
Yeah,
it's literally
made a bag.
They made it into a bag, and
I bought it.
It looks like a storage of fat. You can tell that's where the body is.
Yeah.
It's the body's shed.
But it's a beautiful, voluptuous, you know, I mean, obviously not too big, but...
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That they grow. That's
I suppose
so,
yeah.
And it's the way they hang over the jeans as well. It's just, you know... But it's great. I'm sure it looks great on you. So this is a prop for a show.
A prop for a Norris and Parker show.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Not a prop for the show of Katie Norris's life.
No. That was not personal use.
14th of December 2018, the toilet squatty step stool bathroom potty squat aid for constipation piles relief.
Obsessed with the squatty potty. Have you got one?
The stool.
I bought it for everyone for Christmas. I think I even wrote a poem about it and put it in the Christmas card. Potties are great because your poo just comes out like a little acorn. Well, I mean, obviously a big acorn.
It's so much better for you.
You've got one then.
So my kids had the little the stool thing, right?
Yeah.
For when they were small, they don't need that anymore.
Right.
But I've kept it. It's in the.
Yeah.
And I will go and use that. And
put your feet on it.
It just comes out in a better way.
Yeah. Huge poo.
How many people did you put?
Like 5 people, and I don't think any of them are using them.
Well, you'll be the one laughing when you're 75 and they're all dead.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's my older brother, so I love them, but I kind of hope they're dead before me, considering the age difference.
Yeah, that's an awkward chat. I mean,
but yeah, Andrew was, I think they were just a bit like...
You need to get your funeral speech ready again.
Yeah.
Fire it up, because if you're not using the squatty potty...
No, I'll bury them with it.
But it's just a much more comfortable experience. And when I now go without one,
mm-hmm.
I notice the lack of it.
I know what to get you for Christmas now.
Oh, no, you don't. I've already got one.
Oh,
don't
I can get you a better
Maybe
one.
Get me a bigger one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Eventually higher. Go higher and higher.
Yeah.
To my knees, like by my ears.
Yeah.
And I'll start giving birth. It'd be amazing. We like to listen to Toast, and we're not the kind who would boast, and even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to Toast. La la la. 2019 now, Katie Norris. We've got an aroma diffuser.
That was, I think, that was the time of probably mental health issues. You know, when it's like, this lavender oil will fix me.
Mm-hmm. And you're just breathing it hard. Feel bad.
Bloody
still
feel sage. Bad. Yeah. I think that was when I was like, I need help. That was when I broke up with my boyfriend. So I sort of completely spiraled mentally.
Did you?
I had to get therapy. And I've been seeing the same therapist on and off since 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She didn't prescribe me the lavender oil. That was self-prescribed.
That would be a bad therapist who said, you don't need to talk about these feelings. Go and smell that.
Yeah.
Use that when you poo and smell that and you'll be fine. So the split hit you hard then?
It was awful. It still hits me hard sometimes.
Why so hard? Because you still love him?
We still love... Well, I mean, I think I'm in a much better place now. But yeah, it was a long grieving process for sure.
How did you find doing gigs while you were going through that?
Hard.
Yeah.
Everything was hard. And then the pandemic came and then it just got harder.
Fuck.
But they do, don't they? Breakups are hugely...
Yeah. I mean, I'm still getting over the girl who dumped me 21 years ago. So, you know, and Beth knows that. On my first date with Beth, I talked at length about how I'd just been dumped, which apparently is like the absolute...
Yeah, such an ick. Oh, my God.
I don't know what she was thinking.
I've rebounded before, and it's not a nice feeling. I'm not saying your wife's 20-year
rebound.
I've
rebounded into a 20-year marriage. I think Beth knows that.
Which, again, is normal. But, I mean, I had a relationship after, you know, like 2 months afterwards, and then I've had it done to me.
They say that the length of time to get over someone is half the length of the relationship.
That's nonsense.
Is it?
It's so different
for everyone. It just depends.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in 2019, we have got a wig. We have got the Halloween werewolf mask.
Huge Davies wore that in our show, Burn the Witch.
Excellent.
He turned into a werewolf halfway through the show because we needed to go and do a quick change.
Right, okay. Just to entertain. Just to keep people entertained.
So Huge Davies, who's obviously very famous.
Yes.
He played the piano in our Norris and Parker show before he was famous.
What you're saying is you made him famous.
Well,
it was
a
Tim Key Alex Horn vibe.
Yeah. And now he's, you know, I love my little hugey poo.
I mean, you've got another squatting toilet stool, medically tested and proven. This is in February 2019. This is rapidly becoming your calling card. If you ever start anyone's
house, selling them.
Yeah. You should make them as merch.
I should bring them on. This is why I'm not meeting anyone, because I bring it on a first date. How are your bowel movements?
What's that stool for? Don't ask. What should we get for drinks? It's amazing.
Yeah.
You've got more smells. Yankee Candle, large jar candle.
Yeah. See that and you know she's having a breakdown or a bad period.
So what should happen is shops that sell candles, right, by this logic, should have a therapist in the back. So you go in looking for the candles and they're like, are you after an aroma diffuser?
Yeah,
are you sure that's what you want, or do you want to speak to Sarah? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think any sort of fragrances. It's also depending on what fragrance you picked as well. Do you know what fragrance I picked?
Oh, that's a great point.
Because if it's cotton, it's clean cotton.
Clean cotton.
Yeah, I was not mentally well. Oh. That was me wanting to smell my mum.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah. She's not dead, by the way. She's like, fine. Carol's fine. But like, you know, that sort of smell of like...
Yeah.
Care.
Yes. God.
Yeah.
Adulthood is awful sometimes.
I know. Yeah, isn't it?
And candles aren't enough.
Yeah, they don't say that enough.
No.
Being an adult is so bad.
Yes. Yeah. Why aren't we told that at school?
I know.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my mate bought a toaster.
Okay, here comes the pandemic year. Deep breath, everyone. Good luck strapping. 96 orders in the year.
96?
96 orders.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's gone from, like, you've gone from, like, 5 or 6 orders a year to...
Wow, and I had no money.
No, because you're spending it all on Amazon. I mean, the year starts fairly normally.
Oh, gosh.
You've got yourself a hairdryer, 10 quid. Oh. The unexpected joy of being sober, the 2nd of January.
Right, yeah, I've bought a series of those. There's The Unexpected Joy of Being Single, Sober. Uh-huh. They're really good books, actually.
Do you like a self-help book?
Yeah. I was reading one when you came to meet me in reception.
What's the one that you're reading?
It's gone from Dracula, Wuthering Heights to...
Yeah.
It was called Sex Will Be Good Again. That was the book you caught me reading.
Which is about...
It's about sort of the exploration of sex throughout the years, you know, like research. It's like more of a medical side.
Okay.
About like, you know, like Viagra being invented.
Right.
That female desire, you know, like all of those kind of things.
Mm.
Yeah.
God.
I know. God, I'm so exhausted.
Oh.
Reading about sex and not having it. I'm such a bore in the bedroom now.
Just mid-intercourse. This reminds me of chapter 8.
Yeah. Did you know that what I'm feeling now is responsive desire? Let me tell you about the history of responsive desire.
You are sort of doing a Haynes manual to sex. You're just getting all the information.
Such a bore.
But you need to get rid of the information and just go back to the feelings, right? But it's hard.
I know. But I have too much feeling.
Mm. Yeah, the feelings. Yeah. The feelings are the scary things. That's the problem.
I know. Let's numb them.
Yeah, exactly. Numb them with thoughts. This is the plan.
But not booze, according to this book. So
no.
The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober is about, you know, being able to sort of go on a night out and not drink. She obviously had a bit of a problem with alcohol. I yes. find my relationship with alcohol, it's not unhealthy, but I will have a blowout mm-hmm. Where I will drink too much, maybe like twice a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, but it doesn't make me feel great, obviously. Because no. Even just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was sick at a wedding. I mean, it is a wedding. So,
but then sick
it's like,
a drain?
Listen to myself. I'm going, oh, it is a wedding. But it's like, I don't want to be being sick at a wedding.
Yeah. You have to be easy on yourself. People are sick at weddings.
Yeah, you're right. And it was a free bar.
Oh my God, of course you have to be sick at the end there.
And I'm always the only single person at weddings as well. It was fun though, because it was a lesbian wedding. It was really wholesome.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
So do you think you're now going to become a lesbian just because of the lesbian weddings? Great advert for...
Yeah, well, I think I am attracted to women. I've just never been able to explore it.
Oh, great.
I think I'm bi. Okay. But I don't know. It's not been explored.
Is this it's that meeting the right person thing, isn't it?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah. I just feel like there's this idea that like it's drilled into you from a young age to be heterosexual. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if I did meet somebody, whether it would be different. I don't know.
So...
Yeah, I'm very open about it.
But it's so fascinating to not know the answers, right? And just go, yeah. It's just like an ongoing thing.
Yeah,
it's
and be a bit more fluid and a bit more... Yeah. I don't think I know fully and I don't know.
It's more choice. The problem is that if you've got the choice, you're going to doubt the choice that you've made because you don't want to be in the driver's seat. You want to be in the passenger seat. You want someone else to tell you. Do you want me to tell you? I'll just tell you and then you can just...
Yeah, go on. Or you just set me up with someone.
Happy to help. My wife really fancies you, so I'll just...
Oh my God, does she? Yeah, that's so sweet.
Easy peasy, done.
I'd like to meet her and turn her.
She...
What a plot twist that would be. What a podcast.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
If your wife left you for me.
So many follows and clicks. I love her to bits and it would devastate me and ruin my life.
But we need to get over your ex from before her.
But it's almost worth it. Well, this would help me get over the ex because then I'd have a new ex to get over. And then I'd have to hate you and I'd probably listen to this podcast and be like, this is the moment it happened.
Yeah.
Great plot. Okay, I'll talk to Beth. All right, so look, April 2020. Look, we're in lockdown now. Of course, you've got the Kingfisher cat scratching post.
I got a cat in lockdown.
This is when the cat thing starts.
So yeah, my brother said to me, my eldest brother, if you get a cat, your life will be over.
Right.
And there is there does seem to be a sort of connection between the lack of sex and the cat, mm-hmm. if I'm being totally honest.
I'm not going to say crazy cat lady. That's not what I'm going to say.
I mean, that's fine. I don't mind.
Because
a cat lady, right, it's a stereotype. But it's a stereotype for a reason, because it's fucking great.
And true.
He's brilliant. And I love him. Mm-hmm. And we love our pets, right?
Yeah.
But so I got him in March 2020.
Oh, wow. So he's a lockdown cat.
He's a lockdown cat.
Did you take him with you when you moved back in with your...
He doesn't really... you can't really transport him around. He lives very much in the flat and the gardens around it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where you were for lockdown, right? So your partner...
I'm still in the same flat. But yeah, he moved in with me for a bit, my ex-partner, and then he moved out.
I see.
But the cat was very much a kitten. Yeah, during the breakup.
Have you had a sex event with the cat nearby?
Interestingly, the cat attacked a man. Yeah. In fact, my ex that I broke up with used to call him... So my cat's name is Atticus. And my ex used to call him Attackass. Attackass!
Because that's just what he did. You've got a guard cat.
Yeah, I mean, he is very... he loves me. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He's one of those cats that, like, is only really sort of physical and intimate with me.
Yeah.
He's not like a lap cat to everyone.
Do you think you no longer necessarily desire men in the same way because you've now got the cats?
Do you know, this is really something I'm grappling with. Yeah. It's a lot of what my show is about as well, because I will go on a date with a guy, and then I'll go home and Atticus will be there. And I'll just be like, this is so nice.
But great. Don't feel...
Then I feel this internalized pressure to date and to be with someone. And then sometimes I'm like, I'm at home and I'm like with a tacos watching, you know, like a gentle pedo documentary.
Yeah, I love those.
And it's like, we're just having a nice time.
Be the lady who lives with cats. Brilliant.
I know. But then there's pros and cons.
Well, then there are needs.
Yeah.
And cats, to be clear... cannot provide those, and it is illegal to ask them to provide those.
Exactly.
You can do what you like with the scratching post, just not with the scratcher of the post. Yeah. Untamed, Stop Pleasing, Start Living, Katie Norris.
No, this is the self-help era.
Read it!
I haven't read that book
63
yet.
Quid on a wicker picnic basket for two. Picnics.
Oh, yeah, so that's when I was trying to, the relationship was coming to an end, and so me and my ex went for a picnic at Chiswick House and Gardens.
Oh. Okay.
I have used the picnic basket since.
Then I love a picnic
for
basket.
For me and the cat.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I have got a really lovely picnic basket if anyone wants to go for a picnic sometime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It comes with a plus one, right? It's for two. You can't just go by yourself.
Yeah.
That would be tragic.
Yeah. Or would it be empowering?
That's right. Sorry.
Let's
that's
change the narrative.
Let's change the narrative, guys. Yeah. Be quite funny. To get a massive picnic basket out.
Yeah.
Loads
Lay
of food.
Lay the squatty potty out.
Get the squatty potty ready. Get your cat out on a lead and have a picnic by yourself on Primrose Hill.
Gorge. Shops just like a roller coaster. Oh, don't it feel so fine when you're buying all of these strange things online, like books, weight sets, and posters? Come on, hear the best of the best of my mate, but a toaster. Prepare to be tortured, the price you will pay for dating a narcissist. Is that what you hand out? Or.
Dates?
So obvious what I'm going through now. Yeah, so I dated a guy. Dated a few narcissists, I think.
Yeah, they are everywhere.
But I think it's one of those things as well. It's like the term sort of has become quite...
thrown around.
Yeah.
Like the term legend or genius.
Yeah, or just emotionally unavailable even, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you have to be quite careful now.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a narcissist. That's so true.
We all have elements and characteristics of narcissism. But it's like... A true narcissist is a very dangerous person.
Yes. Do you actually read these ones? Because a lot of people get the
some of them I've read.
Right.
Yeah. Some of them I've actually read, but most of them probably not.
Okay.
Because I think as well, there's a lot of pressure for women to do the work, and like, and not having found a partner the last 4 years, when I'm feeling like the saddest, I'm like, what am I doing wrong? What's wrong with me? So then I buy these books and I read them, and then I'm like, but I don't really like relate to these words. You don't see men doing the work.
It's that thing of going like, I feel sad and it's my fault.
I have so much shame around that because I just turned 34 this year, so I'm just like,
well, that's the other pressure as well, that men do not feel, I don't think, in the same way. No. numbers don't mean anything in that way.
No. And also like, men have their renaissance era in their mid-30s where they're suddenly like, I can fuck 24-year-olds. Whereas I think we have done the work and we're just waiting for I don't know. It's a little bit boring.
Stick with the cats, mate.
I know. Well, I will. Yeah.
27th of June, right?
Yeah.
You bought the Southwest Coast Pass from Minehead to Southaven.
Yes.
And then, a few days later, you bought yourself a wireless electric wand massager. So you've got a map, you've got a sex toy.
It's me.
Have a great time.
Yeah.
But this is, that's it.
That's classic me, that. The love, the wand massager definitely is probably not in action anymore. But I love hiking.
This is great.
Yeah, I'm a big countryside.
Favourite part of the countryside in UK?
Probably Lake District. So I lived there for 7 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I always, me and my friends, Lucy and Mia, who are my biggest inspiration because they're like a bit seven years older than me, and they were single for like 10 years. And we always go hiking together once a year. We're on a trip. Wales.
Oh, good.
We did the Southwest Coastal Path.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
These are the positives.
Yeah.
These are the things. Yeah. These are the important things.
And then
right?
We have a good wank at the top.
Yeah, of course. Look at that view. Katie, can you... Sorry. Just get really aroused by hills. Obviously, this is during lockdown as well, so you were desperate to get out.
Yeah.
50 walks in the Lake District.
There you go. She's on it. She's got out of the narcissistic traps.
Good. Look out. Look at the rest of the world. Stop thinking about yourself.
I climbed Ben Nevis. That was what they did. Yeah.
God, we just leave these men alone.
I know.
I saw the mountain.
That's a joke in my show, actually.
Is it really?
A divorced dad called Ben Nevis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Divorced dad's the worst. No, they're not. They're absolutely great people. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm waiting for. Don't say that.
A divorced dad.
Obviously. That's all I've got to look forward to.
Blend it all up, guys.
I'm well up for inheriting some children.
Pop it in the old family Nutribullet. Yeah. Blend that stuff up.
Exactly.
See what happens.
Hey, babe.
What do you like on a walk, then? Do you get kitted out? Are you quite fast? Do you sort of head off? Do you stop? Are you stupid? Do you mess around?
I follow. I'm not. Yeah, I'm there just kind of la 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 la.
Yeah, lovely.
But in my Patagonia.
And do you go out in any weather? Are you an any weather walker or are you fair weather?
Any weather.
Good.
Yeah, any weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long is a good walk length for you? What's the best?
Anything from 3 hours to 9 hours, 10 hours. When I did Helvellyn in the Lake District, that was a good 10 hour walk. And Ben Nevis was a good 10 hour walk as well. Yeah.
Do you ever camp out there? Do you get back to a nice cottage?
I actually hate camping.
Me too.
And I'm camping in a couple of weeks.
I'm camping this weekend.
Are you?
It's damp and it's cold and it's going for a shit on hay.
It's horrible, yeah, and the bugs and yeah.
It's not for me.
No.
What would happen then if you met a divorced dad who's really into camping?
I'd go because he'd have all the gadgets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He'd sort it out.
Yeah.
He'd make it okay. That's the other problem as well, is when you're in a situation where you're single and you're thinking, instead of defining yourself and being like the person who just grinned about your walks, that's like you.
Yeah.
Instead of being that person, you start to define yourself by this future imaginary person who meets this future imaginary man. That's just a complete fiction.
It is, yeah. You never know who you're going to end up with.
No.
Although I would like him to have a camper van.
Good.
So I don't have to sleep on the ground.
An electric one, though, because you can get the electric one. It's just a bit more ethical.
Yeah, just, you know.
Do you know what I mean?
Middle ground one.
Make sure he's got a camper van. Yeah. I don't care.
And not be threatened by my extensive vibrator selection. That's also a deal breaker.
I think that is. Yeah, do you keep the ones that are broken just as sort of memories?
I think I've probably got one in my bag now. I sort of have like a one that I just go around with, which I don't know why, because.
I mean, you never know. You never know when.
Do you know, I really want to be like so famous like Katie Price, and then I can have a, like my own like vibrator brand.
Wow. That would be amazing. At the moment, you've got a poo stool brand.
I don't, that, I mean, that's fine as
well. The squatting step toilet, you bought another one on the 7th of December. Yeah. So you're buying them for Christmas.
Yeah. But you could, I'll send you one if you'd like. Or you've already got
one. I've got one!
Okay.
I just think.
Well, you can always pass it on to give, re-gift it.
I think you should do a bit on it. You should sign them and you should sell them.
How sweet.
I think so. People should think of you when they shit. I think that would be fun and nice.
Be cute.
And you could do a whole extended metaphor about getting rid of your rubbish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Being good
on
to yourself.
On my face or using, yeah.
Yeah?
That, I don't know.
Cool. Okay.
I'll work on it. I'll do a song.
When they're looking through your shopping history and they don't understand it, you have been bought red-handed.
The spot-on solution for cats. You got, you're feeding your cats.
Yeah. I'm very, very... protective of him. I'm a good cat mum.
Yeah. Quite. Do you go out with him when he goes out wandering? You just sort of nearby, just making sure no one else fucks with him?
God, you wouldn't believe the things I've done to save that cat.
What have you done?
I mean,
have you,
I just would, there's no other, I'd take a bullet for him. Like, I've been on my hands and knees in the garden hissing and barking at cats and foxes in, to protect him.
Wow.
I've used my own urine.
I've
pissed in the garden because apparently it deters foxes and other cats.
Okay.
But then I read that it has to be male urine.
Available.
Well, I need someone to
genuinely
come.
I love a wild wee.
It's only male urine that works.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm very masculine. I've got a lot of testosterone.
I don't know if I want yours. I'm sorry.
It's imagine if you were in your garden having a barbecue. You know Tom Price off of my Toaster podcast? That's his piss.
I've also camped in the garden, and I hate camping, to catch a stray cat. I borrowed a cage, I caught the cat, and I had it rehomed.
That's lovely.
And neutered. Okay. It was I do talk about this in the show, actually, because a lot of the show is about my relationship with my cat.
Yes.
Surprise, surprise!
You caught a cat?
Yeah, so I
put him in a cage and took his balls off.
The balls came off, and then the cat now lives in Somerset with a farmer in Winsford.
Oh, nice.
Has a new name, Charlie.
That does sound like a lifer. He's been killed, but fine. He lives.
Yeah, he lives on a farm in the sky.
He's called, just called Charlie. Dead Charlie. Just Charlie.
Because he basically, I'm on a street WhatsApp group and they all have cats, obviously. And this stray cat, we've had lots of stray cats, but this cat in particular was enormous and so aggressive. And Atticus was being attacked. Mm. And so were all these other cats, and they'd all been hospitalised.
Yes.
And so people on the WhatsApp group were going crazy about this cat. And so I said, I'll catch the cat.
What did you use? A net?
I borrowed a cage.
Yeah, but how'd you get the cat into the cage? Put food in there?
So I lay in the grass with some string, and I had the string attached to the cage door. And the cat came in, I put some food in the cage, and I went like this. But then the cat broke through the string, and so it ran off.
Oh.
And so then I used...
Did you scream when it happened?
Oh, no, I didn't lose my...
Why?
Because, you know, I wasn't going to be defeated.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, you're on your hands and knees in your garden trying to catch a cat.
Which
with
has
big
been
balls.
Happened so many times.
God.
And then I got washing line. I knew it wouldn't break. And I did the same thing. That also didn't work.
What, he bit through it?
Well, it just kind of, it came off the cage. Oh, anyway, it wasn't working. So then I borrowed a cage from a cat charity.
Right.
One that it comes down automatically.
Wow.
And then, so the third time I was able to catch the stray cat.
Oh,
yeah.
What was the elation like when you caught
it? It was great. There's a photo of me. My flatmate took a photo of me with a glass of wine next to the cat.
With the prisoner, with today's paper.
Yeah, like those men in America with next to the elephants.
Oh my God.
But the cat was alive. It was
the cat is fine. The cat.
Yeah.
The cat.
And I'm not promoting poaching because I think that's really cruel. But the cat's got a better life now. Much better life.
God.
No balls.
You're quite MAGA when it comes to cats.
I've always grown up with cats. Well, just the welfare of animals and also just the welfare of my loved ones. I'm very protective. I'd do that for you if you wanted me to.
I'm fine. I'm okay. Yeah, no, I don't need a cage or my balls taken off. I could do my balls taken off, actually. It'd probably make my life easier, but...
It would.
That's a separate podcast. Okay, look, let's crash on through now, okay, Katie, and see what else we can find. 2021, again, we're seeing some more flea bombs. Happy Sex Millionaire.
I bought that as a gift for someone. It's a crap book, though.
Great. Okay, good. Good review. Yeah. Phoenix Fitness Vinyl Kettlebell.
Oh, yes.
First of January.
Fitness.
Yeah. Classic 1st of January.
Yeah.
So the year before that, you're getting the Give Up Booze.
Yeah.
A year later, you're getting kettlebells.
And Hello 30.
Is this when you turn... This is.
I turned 30 2020 as well.
Oh, God, you turned 30 in the pandemic as well.
And I got COVID at my 30th birthday party.
Oh, my. At least you got something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Because we're all singing karaoke.
God, what a thing to get for your 30th birthday.
Yeah.
Dose of COVID. Premium paint roller set.
Oh, yeah. I painted the flat in lockdown as well.
Yeah. The Joy of Being Selfish.
There you go. The Joy of Being Sober, Selfish and Single. It's a trilogy.
Great. Mm-hmm. My God, I love it.
That was where I learned about boundaries. Oh. Another buzzword.
Yeah.
You know, just being like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good one. Mm. Stop being a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Stop doing whatever they say. Post-it notes.
I'm getting control over my life here. The improvements.
Yeah, post-it notes, quite a good way of sort of passag bullying yourself because you just can just leave them all around the house.
Yeah.
It's because,
are we still in 2020?
2021, which is basically still another version of 2020.
Yeah. I think it's because I was doing lots of playwriting courses and stand-up courses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Women's Anatomy of Arousal, Secret Maps to Buried Pleasure.
Yeah, that was me again. Sexual Odyssey. I haven't read that book.
Well, you need to read that book.
I know.
Buried Pleasure. Sounds very sort of Indiana Jones vibes.
Yeah, I've got too many arousal books that I haven't read.
Do you have like an arousal library?
Well, I do, but my sister-in-law weirdly gifted me a lot of sexual arousal books.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's quite sort of freaky.
Are they well-thumbed? Well-used?
Yeah.
God. Yeah, that's a second-hand book you don't necessarily want, isn't it?
No. That's why it's still collecting dust, I think.
To be fair, you gave her a poo stool, so
yeah,
that makes sense.
She's really. Probably the only one that still uses it. Patreon.com/toasterpod.
We're going to go into the last few items that you've bought, okay? Because we're running out of time. And there's loads of great stuff here, right? You have got the Tangle Teaser, the original detangling hairbrush.
Perfect. I've got it in my bag now.
Oh, God. You've got the Tangle Teaser, you've got the vibrator, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You've got a map of the West Country.
Yeah.
See you in a couple of months.
I know. You don't need the Tangle Teaser.
No, not for my hair, sadly. No. But that's one of the advantages of being bald. It's another thing I don't even think about. You have bought two, I guess this is props here, two fake cigarettes in 1926 extended
prop.
Cigarette holder.
Prop.
11th of July, 2022. Oh, it's a speedy fan, the oscillating electric desk home fan.
Oh, God, that's when we started getting really hot summers.
Yeah. Yeah.
In lockdown, do you remember those heat waves?
Yeah. And then it was 40. I think 2022 was the 40 degrees, wasn't it? That was the mad.
That's going to happen again this year. I know it is.
Yeah, I get quite scared about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Well, when I had to sleep with my window open in lockdown during that heat wave, and I had stray cats coming in through my window, and that's why I had to get the flea bombs.
Oh, my God.
Literally, in
the heat wave, you just had cats pouring through your window.
At one point, I had 8 cats in my garden. And just me.
What is it about you that's attracting cats?
Well, at the moment, I've got 15 foxes living in my garden. And they won't do anything about it. Pest control. And apparently I need to go to the zoo and get lion poo.
Oh. That is tricky to get. Make sure you get that.
No, you can get it on Amazon. I think I tried to look. It's like my last... I didn't purchase it, but I've been looking at browsing lion poo.
Oh, my God.
And male urine. I need to get some of that as well. Might ask the Uber Eats delivery driver.
So while you're there, mate, any chance?
He asked me out once, one of them. And,
really?
Who else asked me out? The ASOS package delivery man. Abs. Still delivers my packages. He asked me out.
Abs. From Five. From the band Five.
No, that would be cool.
That would be so cool.
It's now delivering my ASOS
that
packages.
That would be amazing. Well, it happens. You know, once you finish those boy bands, you've been winked at by, you know,
what
pool,
they called?
Pool bearers.
Pool bearers, yeah.
Delivery drivers.
I'll take a guy delivering me a package to come on to me because I look like I haven't washed.
Yeah.
And it's like...
No one gets makeup on for the delivery.
I look insane. And it's like, they're like, oh, you're like, all right. And I'm like, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. Can I have some of your urine, please?
Yeah.
And would you like a fox? I've got 14.
Yeah, exactly. No, because they were cute because they have all the cubs, but they've completely ruined my garden. They smashed like 6 pots. And then Atticus is too scared to go out into the garden, so I've had to get a litter tray. It's been an absolute nightmare.
Well, that's when the line is crossed. I was going to say, the foxes are cute until they affect Atticus.
They're really annoying.
And that's when you go full, like camo paint, tent, cage.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Those foxes are going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
awful. They're fucked.
What a sad ending. What a sad ending to the show.
They're fucked.
Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review. Find us on YouTube. And don't forget to leave a review. And my main butter toaster. You'll feel a little closer when you subscribe. Toaster. And don't forget to say something nice.
We're right at the end of the episode, and we can see, you know, you've bought a bottle opener that's in the shape of a cock.
Then again, that was supposed to be a prop. Mm-hmm. So I got a joke in my show about having a solitary cock in my house.
Nice.
And I thought it'd be funny to like actually have one, but I think I'm not going to use that.
Oh.
That's just still wrapped up in its packaging in the cutlery drawer now.
So you might send that one back, or...
No.
Fine. Keep it.
Does anyone send their Amazon packages back?
Well, yeah, they can do. It's $9.99. It's below the threshold of caring.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with just having that one.
You never know when you'll need a bottle opener in the shape of a cock.
I think I'll need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For opening bottles, of course.
Yeah.
We have got Tomorrow Sex Will Be Good Again. There we are.
Yeah. Reading that now.
And then we have got the latest thing that you've bought. Right. This is it. This is the final object, the final item.
Okay.
As we complete our... Odyssey of Katie Norris exploration.
It's not lion poo.
It is not, okay. Sadly, lion poo, because that would be an outstanding end to the episode.
I love
a shit ending. You've bought the Cherry Blossom Foam Deluxe insole for a ladies UK size 6 shoe.
Yes, because I bought some gorgeous cowgirl boots from Vinted, but they needed insoles.
Oh, great.
Which I should have worn them today.
Yeah, I wish you had. You've upgraded the Vinted's.
Yeah.
Boots.
Yeah.
Thanks to Amazon.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
And it works.
Are those for...
The show? I think they're too high for the show.
Okay. They're very in right now because of Beyonce. The cowgirl, the cowboy boot thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I was wearing them before Beyonce, actually.
She's easily influenced by other people.
I think so.
It's what she does. All right, look, Katie Norris, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
How has it been having me root through your... Amazon undergarments.
No, it's actually been quite nice because I can see how far I've come mentally.
Yeah, and also how much you've come as well.
Yeah.
Terms of...
My really sort of, yeah.
You know, that's nice though.
Healing orgasm. I'm healing myself through self-pleasure. I'm learning about my sexuality.
Yeah, all of those things. Yeah. It's the journey, guys. It's not about the end point.
Yeah.
I think that the most important thing is you just need to make sure you've got a map. A cat and a dildo. That's all you need.
Oh, it's all you need. Is it? What can I ask? Obviously, you've done this podcast a lot. How does that compare to other people's purchase histories?
Oh yeah, I mean it's great variety, lovely mix.
Yeah,
you know,
I just don't
it's
know.
Rare for me to be asked to give feedback at the end of the.
Yeah,
episode,
I just wondered. Yeah,
you know what? This has been a classic. It's the first, and also as ever on Amazon, it's the first time I've seen a bottle opener in the shape of a dick. Like, there's always something different.
I mean, you can get those in like Malaga and stuff.
Yeah, well, apparently. Exactly. But you'd have to go to Malaga for this. You can just get it
on Amazon,
delivered to your door. Katie Norris, look, you're going to Edinburgh this summer. You're going to be at the festival at the Pleasance below 8:30 every night.
Yes, every
What's
night.
The show from
14?
Called?
It's called Farm Fatale.
Okay,
like Femme Fatale, but Farm Fatale.
Excellent. And you are available on all social media platforms, all the good ones anyway. Instagram, what's your Instagram handle?
Katie Norris 26.
Ah.
Born on the 26th of February.
Great. Okay, good.
26
good.
Being the last year I was happy.
Okay, good.
But, I'm really looking forward to Edinburgh. It's going to be really fun.
Yes, yeah, and I hope you do really well. I think you will. I think you're absolutely brilliant. And good luck with everything. Katie Norris, thanks for coming on my Bit More Taster.
Thank you.
Katie Norris and all those wonderful cat stories on My Mate Bought a Toaster. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, next week is the final episode of this series. It's been a great series. I've had so much fun talking to all these people, and I'm so happy with the guests we've had on. I'm so happy with so many of you who've got in touch, and thank you, and all the nice comments and stuff. It's been lovely, and the show has grown like crazy, which has been a very exciting thing. So thank you for listening. Stephen Merchant next week. It's a great episode. It's at patreon.com/toasterpod. Don't forget youtube.com/@mymatebotatoaster. If you fancy it, go and have a subscribe on there. It helps get the numbers up. And you can see loads of videos, including the brilliant Katie Norris. Okay, one more episode to go, and then you can have your summer to yourselves. See you next week. Lots of love. All the best. Kind regards. It's my mate. My mate, water toaster, toaster for my